So X-Men 97 has now started on Disney Plus with its first two episodes. The only unfortunate thing is I can't quite come up with an intro as utterly epic as that original X-Men animated series. Hey everyone, welcome back to Movie Morning. And a couple of days ago, the first two episodes of X-Men 97, the revival of the iconic 90s animated series, released on Disney Plus. Now, to give a bit of context, I was a big fan of the original X-Men animated series when I was young. I certainly was not alive in the 1990s to watch the show, but when I first got into the Fox X-Men movies with Hugh Jackman as Wolverine and, you know, watching Days of Future Past for the first time, the original X-Men, X2, First Class, all that stuff, one of the other places I went to because I was so obsessed with the X-Men at that time was the original animated series, and I watched that show almost daily. I loved it, and I can't really say that I've been waiting for the show to get revived because that wasn't even a thought that occurred to me. But when they announced it, I did get very excited. And I over the last couple of years, every like couple of weeks, I would go back and watch an episode here, an episode there. I did want to watch the whole show again because I'd forgotten most of it by this point, but I just did not get a chance to. But being the show being as good as it is, not to spoil it too much, I might go back and do so sometime soon. But I was very much looking forward to this. And when they released the trailer, all the nostalgia buttons were pressed for me. Because when that music played, iconic music, which I'm not going to sing here or anything, I was all in, and it seemed like they were continuing. It was a revival, but not a restart, and I really liked that because I feel like we got to a place where they were telling so many X-Men stories with the characters we were with for so long that the potential for storytelling is just so high, and I just love comic book stuff like this, having tons of lore in it. It's the kind of thing that you can never really do in the movies where you can never quite tell enough stories to get as much lore as you do in the comics. That's one of the reasons I love reading, say, X-Men comics, because there's so much lore to dive into and there's so much history with the characters. The movies can never quite go as deep, and it's great that we have this animated series to do that. But how was X-Men 97? And it does come out in the midst of a pretty rough patch for Marvel Studios, although this is a subsidiary of them called Marvel Animation. Does this show deliver? Is it a successful revival? Well, you can find out in this review, which will be spoiler-free, and it is of the first two episodes because I'm assuming a lot of you are curious whether this is worth checking out and have not listened yet. But I may do a full spoiler review and not a spoiler-free one once all 10 episodes come out in, like, 2 months from now, whenever. Yeah, I guess 8 weeks from now, whenever episode 10 drops. So starting right off, I think that X-Men 97 perfectly captures the magic of a Saturday morning cartoon and the original X-Men animated series. The original animated series, I think, encapsulated everything that was awesome about 90s animated shows, like Batman the Animated Series, like the original Spider-Man animated series, like even, like, Transformers, which if you're a fan of Beast Wars or whatever, the magic that you feel watching those shows, especially when you're younger, I feel like is perfectly captured in X-Men 97, despite it being a contemporary show. All the 90s cheese remained, the incredibly cheesy dialogue, the hokey lines, the hokey humor, the corny voice acting, and just the unsubtle sledgehammers of these themes and action sequences, all of those are on display here. And I feel like this is the kind of show that's going to remind people what they've really missed in terms of their entertainment and stuff that they maybe missed watching when they were younger. And for me, this was absolutely the case. I love the vibe of this show. It's such a fun and relaxing show to watch, just like the original. And I think it perfectly captures the feeling they wanted to with this series. And I think that personally for me, I think that's very impressive they were able to do that with the kind of output Disney's putting out right now. And obviously, that includes potentially the greatest theme song and intro out of any show ever, let alone animated show. And I think, again, they bring that back, and right away, you're back in it, and you're just reminds you of how much you love the original series. I also love that this is a continuation of the original animated series and not a restart. I will talk about a few of the specific plot lines later. But not to spoil anything about this show, but stuff that did happen in the original animated series, which I feel like is kind of necessary when you're reviewing even the first two episodes. But it continues things like Jean and Cyclops' relationship. It doesn't restart that. Magneto's back and forth rivalry / anti-hero alliance with the X-Men. That's back. The supposed, or not really if you've seen the original animated show, death of Charles Xavier is where this show starts. And I know it's a pretty big thing to jump into if you've never seen the original animated series. But I really do think this show is welcoming to newcomers once you get over some of the hurdles, and I will admit, big hurdles, that you have to accept at the start of this show. Because, again, there were 5 seasons, I believe, of the original animated series, and I almost have to assume at least like 50, 60, maybe even more, close to 100 episodes. And because of that, there is a lot that's already happened, but I do think the show does recap a lot for you. Like, even with Magneto and Rogue, I don't specifically remember if what they do in these first episodes they ever covered in the animated show, but it was certainly done in the comics. They do go over it again. And I do think this is the perfect blend of the old and the new. In the sense that I think this show is a really great mix between serialized entertainment, the kind of TV shows we get now, and the kind of one-off episodic shows you would get, again, like you would on a Saturday morning or whatever they're showing, Saturday morning cartoon. And I feel like the reason for that is because it takes the format of the original X-Men animated series where things would be introduced at the beginning of the episode and you would instantly pay it off like 25 minutes later. But it does adopt the more modern day kind of comic book storytelling on a TV show where you have a through line through the whole season. And I realize I've only seen two episodes and it kind of seems to be jumping the shark to talk about this. But I think right away they've set up a few things such as involving Magneto that are clearly going to play out throughout the whole season. But they are introducing things even with that in each individual episode that are resolved by the end. Certain things are set up in the opening moments and they are paid off by the end. Episode 1, for example, deals a lot with Cyclops and his anxiety having to lead the X-Men. I think by the end of the episode, although it doesn't, I would say, fully resolve that, it does give some payoff to that and him actually, you know, meeting what he wants of himself and what Charles Xavier set up for him. Again, without going into too many spoilers. And one thing that's really important to me when you're dealing with the X-Men is still maintaining really the whole point of the X-Men, and that is to be a reflection on, you know, society as we know it, as we live in. And that said, what's made the X-Men forever so relevant ever since the 1960s, and especially once Chris Claremont took over in Uncanny X-Men 94, as it was known at the time, X-Men number 94 with giant size, they are timely and they're reflective of our society. That's what's always made them relevant. That's what's always made them important, and that's what's always made them appeal to kids and older audiences alike. And that's why a lot of people say the X-Men are their favorite superheroes ever. And I completely understand why. And while I don't have as deep of a connection to them as maybe some other people do, they have always been one of my favorite teams in all of comics. And comics and comic book medium, I should say. And or to comic book entertainment beyond comics as a medium. But anyways, mutants and humans and the way they coexist in X-Men stories reflect people of, in our world, different gender, race, trying to live together. And that's really what they've always been about. And I love that the original animated series and this show, I love that they're not afraid to touch on that. And a lot of it is very on the nose. I don't think it's quite on the nose enough to be annoying. But I think they make it just clear enough to where kids, if they watch it, they'll kind of get the same feeling that I did when I was younger. That said, oh, superheroes do go through problems that normal people do. That's why I love these characters, even though they're so fantastical and they're obviously super cool. They do go through similar problems while still being great entertainment for us to watch. And I think that was something that was really important to me about Spider-Man when I first watched the Spider-Man animated series and the Tobey Maguire movies when I was younger. And I felt the same when I watched the original X-Men animated series, and this show does not tie away from that. It will teach them about perseverance and finding a passion to do the right thing, even among all the problems they face. And there's a really fantastic scene in episode 2 that is between a human and a mutant, and it's a human telling this mutant about how, you know, they complain about all these things, but humans, you know, they whine about it while normal humans don't. And again, that kind of behavior and that kind of mindset is exactly what the X-Men are about taking down and about exploring and why people are like that. And I feel like it was one of my favorite scenes of the entire show so far. And again, exploring thematically about, you know, the differences between us, why humans aren't accepting of mutants. Again, it's such a great reflection of how we are in real life. And I think that's what the X-Men have always been about. That's why they're so important. And I love that this show doesn't shy away from that. And it's a really important thing to nail. And even stuff like Magneto speaking to the UN and his, without saying too much, I don't want to spoil anything, you know, his little arc that they set up for him going forward, and they tease in the trailers him becoming the leader of the X-Men, without saying exactly where they go by the end of episode 2, I'm really intrigued by what's driving this character. But more so, it maintains the social commentary that the original show always had. Again, even though it's not super deep, it did have just enough messages, I feel like, to be relevant. And I love that the show doesn't shy away from that. And another thing I will say is that I think it's really great that Cyclops is finally getting the spotlight. He is the lead character in this show by my estimates, and I feel like his struggle as a leader and wanting to live up to Professor X feels like a real struggle, even though the show does do a good job, in my opinion, of maintaining a lot of the melodrama that made the original in many ways really fun to watch, and such as in his relationship with Jean, what they're going through, and they tease in the trailers that Jean's pregnant, and I'm not going to say exactly where they go with that, but they go in a few surprising directions by the end of episode 2, and him having to balance that struggle with his struggle as leader of the X-Men and what he's going to do once, you know, he welcomes his kid into his life, I think it's such a great struggle for a character, even in a kid's show like this, or an animated show, I should say, although I think the show is very much aimed towards kids. And I'm really curious to see where they're going to take his character and how long kind of his status as the lead character of the show remains, because they are setting up, you know, other characters that have big roles. Magneto, who's now technically, as Charles Xavier says, the leader of the X-Men. At least Cyclops isn't getting pushed in the background, even when Magneto was introduced. And I feel like that's something really important, because Cyclops is one of the best mutants in all of Marvel Comics. And in popular media such as movies and even games, he has been pushed to the back constantly. And I would argue, even in the original animated series, he was never quite as much the focus as I wanted. And I feel like this show is rectifying that. Another thing this show has always done so well, even in the original, is trying to get influences in terms of comics from a variety of different storylines, from a variety of different creators. Now, the original X-Men animated series largely drew from Chris Claremont's iconic and legendary run on the X-Men, and that's because his run is what made the X-Men as popular as they are today, and it's why the X-Men were made into movies, because his run is so influential, and it's a lot of people's favorite comic run of all time, and I've read many parts of it, and it's great, but I love that it seems like X-Men 97, and I believe Brad Winterbaum, who is the executive producer and head of Marvel Studios Animation and Television Productions, has said that this show is expanding what they're drawing from, and there are things in these first two episodes that absolutely are from Claremont and stuff. There's hints of X-Men The Inferno Event from the late 80s, but there's also hints of maybe stuff being taken from Grant Morrison's New X-Men, and I love that we're kind of mixing up where we're getting a lot of the different storylines for this upcoming season 4 and maybe beyond when we get into season 2 and season 3 of X-Men 97, if that's how they're going to label it. And there are some amazing references to very iconic X-Men stories that have happened on this show, but also haven't happened and have just been hinted at in these first two episodes, I think, to make a lot of longtime fans really happy. And it certainly got me very excited at the potential of what we could be seeing down the line. And the last thing I'll touch on is the animation, and along with that, the action sequences, because this show has some absolutely epic action sequences, and especially at the end of the first episode involving a scene which has been shown in the trailers involving a bunch of Sentinels, and specifically a shot with Gambit and Wolverine is awesome, and it's a really great action scene, and I feel like the action is where the animation is best represented. That's what I feel like this style of animation is really good at, is capturing action and making a lot of what should be a bunch of random nonsense actually stick out to you, and I feel like this show does find a really good mix, especially in terms of the action, between the original 2D animation of the 90s series and also the Marvel Studios What If animation style, which I admit I haven't always loved, but I do think finding a mix between that and the traditional animation is what makes this show look really unique and stand out from the original, because a lot of the other elements, like the voice acting, a lot of the voice actors come back, but not all of them, and a lot of the styles in terms of the dialogue, all of that is very reminiscent, but the animation is clearly where it's the most different. Now, I will say, I think the one aspect of the show that has bugged me a little bit is I think a lot of the dialogue scenes feel a little stiff because of the animation. I feel like a lot of the times the characters are just standing there with their mouths barely moving and the characters talking, and it doesn't quite feel like it syncs up quite right. Now, I watched some episodes of the original animated show right after seeing 97, the first two episodes, to kind of see if this problem held up, and I didn't really feel it. I don't know if that's because it was 2D animation and the voices fit those shows better, but with when you're introducing this kind of pseudo hybrid 3D animation style, a lot of the dialogue scenes with the dialogue they're getting, but also the delivery, feels a little off. I don't know if this was a budgetary thing where they couldn't quite make the dialogue scenes as dynamic as maybe they wanted to, but again, seeing stuff like the X-Mansion and, you know, stuff again references to the comics is so great. And honestly, other than that, I don't really have any complaints that I could put on X-Men 97. I think as a whole, just to sum up my thoughts, this show really reminded me why I love the X-Men. I feel like I've been neglecting them for a couple of years. I haven't been reading that many X-Men comics. I haven't been following that much stuff that's been going on currently. I know we had the Krakoa era, and now we're starting, restarting with From the Ashes in July. And I haven't watched a lot of the original animated series in a while. This reminded me why I love those group of characters, how much of a variety there is with that. Storm, Wolverine, Cyclops, Jean Grey, Beast, one of my favorites, Gambit, and hopefully a few more that will be introduced in the show, some which are teased but not shown, which are some of my favorite X-Men, Magneto, of course. I love these characters, and this reminded me how much and why. This was such a great revival of the original show. Again, I'm only reviewing the first two episodes, that's all I've seen. I will be back in 2 months to talk about the whole season, and hopefully it lives up to what they've said. Because so far, I'm loving what the show is about. I'm loving Cyclops the leader. I'm loving the mix of modern serialized storytelling and the original episodic nature of the animated series. Again, everything about the original is captured so magically in this revival. And I can't wait to see more. And if this show is this good 8 episodes from now, when the finale airs, I think we could be talking about X-Men 97 being one of the greatest, season 1 being one of the greatest seasons of comic book television ever. And I know that seems like I'm going a bit far, but in the way that the original Spider-Man animated series is great, I feel like this could be held up in the same way. And while I don't think, for example, the storytelling gets quite as deep as, say, Batman the animated series, and is even as kid and adult friendly in terms of appealing to both as that show, I feel like it gets as close as you can without quite reaching that, which I think Batman the Animated Series arguably is the greatest animated show ever. I feel like the original X-Men Animated Series isn't quite on that level, but is a few notches below it. I think X-Men 97 definitely doesn't meet that. This show lives up to the original. I feel like that's a lot of what fans of the original wanted to hear and were worried they wouldn't be able to capture. I think this show 100% captures it. And I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as me. Make sure to let me know what you thought of X-Men 97 in the Q&A section on Spotify or on the poll section. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, I will catch you all next time. Bye-bye.